Blog Talk Radio.
And, IQ, just really, what the hell is going on in this world? I see a headline here on the top of the Drudge Report that President Obama says, I want to host SportsCenter when I retire. What? What the hell is going on here?
What's happening is that you have leaders, especially Obama in the United States of America, and many of the leaders in the West, in Europe, as well as many leaders in the Christian churches, who are completely oblivious to what's happening in the world. If you don't mind, let me address something that the Pope said recently, which I found astonishing. As you may know, James, I have been bringing up the suffering, the humiliation, and the slaughter of Christians in Islamic countries repeatedly for several years, while the Western media, politicians, academic, and Christian leaders have been and continue to be deafeningly silent. Muslims are gaining the upper hand against Christians and Western civilization not because they are cleverer, not at all, but because our leaders have been dumbing their own people down so much that most people are either too ignorant of the facts or too politically correct and hence scared to be labeled racist or Islamophobic. Muslims are actually using our decency, our compassion, our mercy, our tolerance, and our democracies to destroy us in plain sight. Most Westerners are not willing to face facts and reality, which are the signs of people who are self-destructing. I must remind our listeners of Karl Popper's most incredible and astute axiom regarding tolerance. It goes like this. If we extend unlimited tolerance even to those who are intolerant, if we are not prepared to defend a tolerant society against the onslaught of the intolerant, then the tolerant will be destroyed and tolerance with them. We should therefore claim, in the name of tolerance, the right not to tolerate the intolerant. Hence, we must never tolerate the intolerance of Islam and Sharia, nor allow them to soil our soil. Dear listeners, unlimited tolerance must unerringly lead to the disappearance of tolerance. Furthermore, those who tolerate evil are intolerant of good. And last but not least, evil triumphs when good men do nothing. After reciting all the above regarding tolerance and evil, I must address with a very heavy heart, the most incredibly ignorant assertion made by Pope Francis regarding Islam, when he recently asserted that authentic Islam opposes violence. Dear listeners, had this statement been made by any politician, I would have dismissed it instantly as the rant of the usual very stupid or treasonous politician. Unfortunately, this nothing could be further from the truth statement was made by the leader of the largest Christian denomination in the world, and hence I cannot and will not ignore it, but must address it head on, based fully on knowledge and not perception. It is obvious that Pope Francis has not read Muhammad's Quran. It is also obvious that whoever advised him to make such a remarkably ill-informed and extremely dangerous and false statement must be a treacherous and mendacious person. Only a few days ago, Pope Francis met with the Christian leaders of several denominations whose flocks are suffering terrible slaughter at the hands of Muslims in Iraq, my country of birth, in Syria, in so-called Palestinian territories, Egypt, Pakistan, Indonesia, and almost all of the 57 Muslim-majority countries in the world. Yet, after having asserted to these very concerned clerics that the Catholic Church would not abandon them, Pope Francis asserted that authentic Islam opposes violence. Adding insult to injury, Francis advised Catholics that closer ties to the Muslims are of great importance to the Catholic Church. He added that Christians should embrace Muslim immigrants with affection and respect, as Christians would expect to receive in predominantly Muslim countries. Well, dear Pope, there are very few that the very Muslim countries that your Christian guests were informing you of, how they are conducting genocide on the indigenous Christians, have they lost their message in translation? Dear Pope, how can Muhammad's Quran be tolerant when 100% of all acts of terror against infidel civilians are committed by the followers of Muhammad, as we watch them in horror every single day on television, while they shout, Allahu Akbar, the glorification of the name of their God. Furthermore, they are shouting exactly the same, Allahu Akbar, while the different sects of Islam, the Shia and Sunnis, are also butchering each other. I, for one, respectfully challenge the Pope or any other leader making the same statement, and all of his advisors to prove this totally false remark. In fact, I challenge the Pope and all his advisors to the tune of $1 million if they can find a single operative verse in Muhammad's Quran that shows any compassion and mercy towards infidels, kuffar, or unbelievers, kafirun. Just to make sure our listeners understand the magnitude of what I'm revealing. Currently, infidels or unbelievers constitute 80% of humanity, numbering 5,500 million people, made up of all Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, atheists, agnostics. That is, in a nutshell, infidels are all those who are not Muslims. Since no human being on earth and no intelligent life outside the solar system can find such a verse, then on what basis is the pontiff erroneously telling over 2,000 million Christians and the world that the Muslims themselves, but the Muslims themselves do not accept? Back to you, sir.
Well, my thing with the fact that nobody is paying attention to this is, where do you think the breakdown is on this?
I cannot understand it. I cannot understand why the Christian leaders are self-destroying. Why? We are the majority. We infidels are 80% of humanity. The Muslims are only 20% of humanity. And 1,500 million Muslims in 57 Muslim majority states are the least productive, least inventive, least creative in human history. And our leaders are running scared. I can't answer what you ask me. I do not know. How is it possible for the Pope not to know that there is not a single verse in Muhammad's Quran that has any compassion and mercy towards the human beings who are not Muslim? How is it possible? How can he say that there is no violence in Islam? How? How can he say to his flock, embrace the Muslims, when the very Muslims that they are embracing are killing them and butchering them all over the world? Tell me. I'm at a loss. You tell me. I don't know.
We've got IQ Al Razuli with us today here on the broadcast, and 44 minutes after the hour, we wanted to also get your thoughts on some of the news of the day. Recently, our good friends over at the New Media Journal, which is newmediajournal.us, recently posted a story from the Long War Journal about Boko Haram, a Nigerian terrorist group with ties to Al-Qaeda. They have launched a major attack on Nigerian Air Force bases, and they seem to be overrunning these Air Force bases. How come this story isn't getting covered? And also, tell us a little bit more about this for the folks out there who are tuning in today.
Well, first of all, Boko Haram are Nigerian Muslims. And Boko Haram means prohibited. Boko means any knowledge which is not Islamic. So anything which is not Islamic is prohibited. These are terrorists. They are part and parcel. There is no such thing as Al-Qaeda, as if Al-Qaeda is an organization that has, like the octopus, a million tentacles. Every single living Muslim is a member of Al-Qaeda. There are no moderate Muslims. Again, I don't know if you heard me correctly. My challenge was not $100,000. My challenge was $1 million.
Yep.
For anybody who can prove me wrong. $1 million. You know, there will be no takers. And not only this, there will be nobody to come on radio to even challenge me. Boko Haram is Islamic, and they are slaughtering Christians in Nigeria like nobody's business. And you don't hear about it in the news media.
Nope.
You don't hear anything from Obama. Obama, he went to the west coast of America raising funds, while at the same time, Putin of Russia is making things happen for Russia. Obama is destroying America. I said that 5 years ago before he was elected. And I continue to say it as long as I'm alive, that the worst enemy of America is Obama. Why do I say it? Because it's a fact. What has Obama done which is productive or good, useful for America in 5 years? Can anybody show me a single item that has succeeded? You know what? You can't. No human being can do that. And yet he has a 37% support. He shouldn't get 7% support.
See, this is the thing I don't understand is why he gets such a support when he's got this approval rating and it's like, huh? Excuse me?
Well, I can understand that most black Americans would support him.
Yeah.
That's for racial prejudice. I can understand some of the disfranchised Americans who support him, especially illegals and things like that. I can understand that. But I cannot understand why the majority white people support him when he is anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-constitution. And he says it. It's not as if it's a hidden agenda. What Obama has been doing for the last 5 years is exactly what he wrote about his father. That's exactly what he wrote. What? Two books about his father. And both books show what Obama was intending to do, is to make America smaller, to equalize her with all the world. No more exceptionalism. No more space program. No more military superiority. No more this, no more that. Why do you think he bowed to the Saudi king? He bowed double. Not just bowed, but he bowed double. Subservient. And yet people dismiss it. They dismissed it then, and they continue to dismiss it today. Am I anti-Obama because he's black? Not at all. He could be polka dot for all I care. But I am against him because he is against the American Constitution. I am against him because I love America. I am against him because I know how good America is to the world, and without America, Western civilization would be destroyed. Am I exaggerating? The answer is no.
No.
You show me someone to come against me, and I'll cut them to ribbons in seconds. I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about logic.
We've got IQ,
you know,
Al Rizzoli.
It's frightening.
It is very frightening, and that's part of the reason why we have you on this program each and every week, is to maybe wake some folks up out there. A couple more stories here before we end the program here with IQ. Spain is saying that Islamic radicals have infiltrated the military. you're laughing, IQ. Jump in there and explain this to me.
When they speak about Islamic radicals, it shows how stupid they are.
Yes, this comes from the Gatestone Institute.
The minute they speak about Islamic radicals, they are insinuating that there are moderate Muslims. They
yes.
don't exist. Why? The Quran forbids moderate Muslims from ever existing. Why does the Quran do that? It says, if you are not a jihadi Muslim, if you're not a fighting Muslim, then you are not a Muslim, you are an infidel subject to death and destruction. It's that simple. It's not complicated. Again, I say to you and to anybody listening, guys, prove me wrong. All you have to do is prove me wrong. Cannot be done. So when Spain speaks about the infiltration, they're stupid. They're allowing more and more Muslims to become citizens who will never integrate. Never. Muslims cannot ever integrate in any society which is not Muslim. Again, why is that so? Because the Quran forbids it. What else can I tell you? If you want me to recite verses from Muhammad's Quran to prove my point, I'll do it. No problem at all.
Now, IQ, before we let you go, we have one more story I want to get your thoughts on, and this comes from the Long War Journal. Al-Qaeda has a propagandist, Adam Gadon, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He's released a new video denouncing the capture of top operative in a video titled "The Crime of Kidnapping," which I find just so funny that he's been kidnapped. Al-Qaeda is seeking to spin the capture of this top operative.
It's unbelievable. The duplicity, the hypocrisy, and the mendacity of Muslims are so far beyond logic. It's just beyond comprehension. They are the ones who are committing all the crimes, all the heinous crimes all over the world, and they pretend they are the victims. Muslims have never been victims. For 1400 years, Muslims have been the victimizers, and they continue to be victimizers. Let's get this very straight. Anybody who is a Muslim listening, anybody from CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, why don't you come against me? I've been begging for somebody like you to come against me for 5 years. I've been begging.
It's not going to happen. They don't have any. They can't back up anything that they say. That's what I'm thinking.
This is a tragedy, and yet people don't believe me. I give millions of dollars in challenges, and still people don't believe me. And nobody on earth, nobody in the media, nobody in print, nobody in the news media, nobody on television ever put forth such challenges, financial challenges, to prove that he is right and everybody else who goes against him are wrong. Nobody. I'm the only one. And yet I take no, there are no takers.
Now, IQ.
I have people like you listening. But whether other people are listening and understanding is another story. That's the tragedy. Americans have got to wake up. You are under threat. And you are not waking up. And that's the tragedy. Because it's not you, guys. You are bequeathing to your children and grandchildren the dark ages. And you have no right to do that. Because your fathers and grandfathers died to keep you safe and free. You have no right to forego all these things and leave your children and grandchildren with destitution and dark ages and misery. But you're doing it. Obama succeeded in making America poor. Before he was elected, America was $9 trillion in debt, and he said he would cut it down by 50%. Today, as we speak, America is clocking $17 trillion and counting. So he lied. That's not the only lie, obviously, but I mean, he lied. Like he said, you can change your doctor anytime you want. He lied. You can change your policy. He lied. And then he says, no, I didn't lie. You misunderstood me. Like they didn't understand him about Benghazi. They didn't understand him about everything that he went wrong. What can I tell you? The red lines, he said, I didn't put any red lines. The world put red lines. You look at television, you look at the previous statements he made for the last 5 years, and he was putting red lines left, right, and center, and he denied them. And yet people are willing to accept him still at the level of 37%. Amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. That is the thing. I just do not understand all this.
You can't. It's beyond comprehension.
IQ, in our final moments here with you this week, I know that the Christmas holiday is coming up. There's all sorts of various things people are looking to do online. Tell us a little bit about how we can connect with you and see some of your videos and pick up some of your books out there.
All anybody wants to do is Google my name, Al Rasooli, Alrassooli. All I ask you to do, guys, is spend 1 hour of your time looking at my website and listening and reading. I don't want your money. I don't give a damn about your money. I've spent all my life doing it free of charge. I just want you to wake up, not for your sake only, but the sake of your children and grandchildren. I can't put it more than this. Really, I can't. I spent 30 years researching, 30 years working, and give it to you on a platter, and yet very few people are listening.
Well, IQ, I appreciate you making time for us this week. I will talk to you next week. Have safe travels, sir.
We'll see you next week. You take care.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Thank you, IQ. And that will wrap it up.